Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mayday, bitches.
Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 44, episode number 244. We are 1 week away from being a whole hand. How is it going?
Delightful.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard I got unplugged. Oh no. Leaned back a little too far.
She unplugged herself.
This full body laughs.
Yeah, how's it going? We've been off for a couple weeks. Shandy, you were on vacation. Amanda now has an 8-week-old. So just crazy things are happening all the time.
Oh, so much living.
So much living.
Dude, I was on vacation for 1/4 of Eve's life.
Wow.
You were on vacation for 1/4 of Eden's life. That is trippy.
Yes. Why do I keep saying Eve?
Eden, Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve.
Yes, yes.
Like the garden.
Yes.
Also, I didn't catch
it. I thought you were just saying E, because it's like when I text it, like I usually.
That's 100% what I was just saying. Yeah.
I thought you just said Eden real quick, honestly.
That too. Yeah.
God, why do I call attention to these things? I could have just let that slide by.
It's kind of like I was having a conversation with an old Lost listener, Paul Cagney, if anybody's listening, and his daughter's name is Sophia, but I was watching Fringe and the title character is Olivia. So, like, I kept referring to him in conversation, like, how's Olivia doing? And he was like, who the fuck is Olivia? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. He's like, dumbass.
Well, at least I got it right for the book. So
that's true. We do love that book. We read it quite a bit.
Oh, yay.
Good. I'm glad
We're trying to work in bedtime stories. But they're really more just for Daniel and I. She's like not into the bedtime story yet. She's like, I just give me the boob and I want to go to bed.
Yeah. I don't think I really did bedtime stories until about a year. Because I was like, this is my quiet me time.
Right. I'm sure you're still doing great cognitive things, though, for her. Because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We sing songs and.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the focus right now is bedtime routine. They're like all the books and the pediatrician, like everybody is like bedtime routine, like has to be consistent and doesn't have to be a schedule. It just has to be the same things that you do to sort of encourage them into a schedule.
So not necessarily at the same time?
No, not necessarily the same time, but you do need to do
the same things. You know what? At 37, that's 100% still me, like, so, which is why I need to get to bed early because I have my things that I got to do. And if I just go straight to bed later, I'll stay up later because I still have to do the things.
See, and I think that's why it's so hard for Daniel and I, because we don't have routines as adults. We eat dinner like random times at night.
Yeah.
we just don't have a routine. So I've been finding it very hard to get her into a routine because I don't have a routine.
Right. Yeah, that is tough because, yeah, we never really had a routine with Zach at all. But don't hate me for saying this, but you're going to get that routine so hard just in time for the 4-month sleep regression.
Basically.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we're already kind of naturally doing okay. Like we've been getting her to bed anytime between like 8 and 10, but then like she's down till 4 or 5.
Which is awesome. Like that is really, really great.
Yeah. I mean, it's better the nights that she goes down at 8 and just stays down. And it's not like every 20 minutes you're going back in there.
Yeah.
Because that's why we can't have a bedtime routine. Sometimes we just spend the whole night getting her to bed.
Yes. Ugh, that's the worst.
Damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, tonight was easy. She had her her first round of shots this afternoon.
Yeah.
And so she's been asleep all afternoon. Was up for a brief period early this evening. And, you know, just long enough to feed a couple times and have a huge poo explosion. And then she was back down.
I love a poop explosion.
I'm wearing pajama shorts right now as a direct result of said poo explosion.
Hey, how glad are you to have your laundry now in your apartment?
Yes.
It's pretty good. It's pretty convenient. We're just like doing laundry every night.
Oh my God.
Because we figured out there's like a time delay on the washer. So you can like,
That's pretty cool. That's very handy.
It is very handy. We just had it serviced. So it's actually working again.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. In the 2 weeks, it was not. So we have a washer dryer combo, which as a rule just sucks. They're terrible because you're going from wet to hot and drying. So everything just comes out kind of damp and steamy. Ugh. And usually we have to run it several times for it to get dry. It is not uncommon for us to do one load of laundry all day, like 6 hours, and you're still doing the same load of laundry.
Oh my God.
So it sucks, but it was getting progressively suckier to the point where you were running something in the dryer like 4 or 5 times and it was still damp.
Oh my God.
So Daniel found someone to like come and have it looked at. And he's like, oh yeah, first of all, this is the worst machine ever made. These are the worst. And second of all, this thing is probably 7 years old and it's never been serviced. So he had to take it apart and pull the lint out. And
I was going to ask.
So doesn't your landlord have to do that, though?
You would think, but they
like pay for it and stuff.
They clearly didn't. Yeah. And we didn't even think about it. We paid for it. And then
submit those receipts. And
right.
So from your rent.
That's what we did. And we'll have to see. Because like, we didn't go through the super or anything. We just did it because it's like, we have a newborn baby. We're doing laundry a lot.
Yeah.
Like this needs to be fixed immediately. We can't go through the proper channels of communication because that will take too long.
Yeah.
This needs to be fixed. Yeah. So we just did it. And we'll see. We may be out a fair amount of money.
Oh God.
We'll see.
Boo.
Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about nature. Who wants to talk about my washer dryer drama?
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, we got back 2 days ago. It was a great vacation. I mean, we were gone for 2 weeks and 2 days, so it wasn't like a super long vacation, but we did a lot of things and we saw a lot of different things. And so it really felt like we were gone for like a month.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
That's awesome. The pictures were gorgeous.
I know.
Oh, it was so great. Yeah, I've been back at work for 2 days and like all I want to do is go on vacation again. But it was a really, really good time. We went to, so our first stop was, wait for it, Las Vegas, which I've always been anti-Las Vegas. We needed like a stable internet connection though for the first like couple of days of vacation. So we're like, okay, it's literally on our way. It was like an hour away from our first stop. So let's just stay like 2 nights in Vegas. Maybe it'll be fun, whatever. It just kind of confirmed for me that like, I was right all along. Vegas is dumb. It's the grossest place ever. I don't plan on ever going back. But, you know, we did have a stable internet connection and a bed. And then after that, we went on to Valley of Fire, which is a state park in Nevada that's really cool, actually. Beautiful. I hadn't heard of it before, but it's really beautiful. Also very hot. I mean, it is in a desert, just like fucking Las Vegas. Well,
and the name, I would assume it's hot.
It's, I think the name is also referring to the, like, a lot of red rocks, but yes, also very, very hot, which is again, so like Las Vegas, it's in the middle of a desert. Las Vegas, which is a giant city that uses a shit ton of water, that's in a desert, but whatever. I mean, to be fair, LA is also in a desert, whatever. Okay. So, that was cool. Then we went to the Grand Canyon and we had like a full week at the Grand Canyon. Cause our original plan was like to hike down, spend like 4 days at the bottom. We had a couple of days before, a couple of days after in like a nicer place, like for like post backpacking. But since we didn't get those permits, we just had all this time in the Grand Canyon. And we ended up though getting a permit anyway. And so we got to go down for 2 nights. And we did like a little bit of a different itinerary than last time. I mean, it was the same like trails, but we stopped on the way up instead of doing it all in one day. There's a campground halfway up and we stopped at that campground because that was the permit that they gave us. So it was like, okay, cool. And it's cool because it's like a little bit different than what we did before. There's like a canteen down at the very bottom where we camped last time and where we camped the first night this time. And it's cool because you can like go and hang out and like have a beer there and just like have a place to, like, you know, sit. And so it's like you're camping, but you also have this like little thing that's like,
yeah,
it's just cool, like little thing, you know, at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. But because of COVID, like it was closed. Oh, so you couldn't really, you could like still like order like lemonade and stuff and drink it outside. But it was so fucking hot at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And that's when we were like, wow, last time we went, it was the first week of April. This time, it was like the last week of May. So very different conditions. Like,
wow. What a difference a month makes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess two months, really.
Yeah. Almost 2 months. Yeah. But yeah, for real, it was a big, big difference. So like that, it was kind of a bummer, whatever. Like, it's fine. But next time we go back, I'll be excited to go back to like, you know, a true post-COVID experience to like be able to hang out down there and also maybe go a little bit earlier. But it was fun because the campground on the second night, there's this great hike that we did, and it's this hike that you can see from the south rim, and we were always kind of like, what is that? Like, did we do that trail? No, that's not the trail we came up. I mean, like, we always would like look at that hike and be trying to figure out what it is. We actually did it now, so I know what it is. So that was really cool. But we had so much time at the Grand Canyon, really made me happy because every time I've gone, I've like wanted to stay longer. And this time, like, I still want to go back and do more trips, and I have like other itineraries planned now. Next time, like, I really want to start from the North Rim and then come like through the canyon all the way to the South Rim. We met a lot of people that did that. So that sounds really cool. But it was like enough time that we were there that like, I felt like when we moved on, like, it was okay.
Right. And it's good that you have some other things to look forward to.
Definitely. Yes. So that was great. And we, you know, we met a lot of really cool people. We met a couple of like really not cool people, like weird people, but not in a good way. on the trip in general, there was one guy at the bottom of the Grand Canyon who was just like so full of himself that it was like, because most of the people you meet are like super down to earth and just like really cool, and you know, they have like, you have similar interests already because like you're all like camping and hiking and stuff, so it's usually like pretty easy to get along with the people that you meet. But there was this one dude that was whatever, but most of the people we met were really cool. After that, we went to Sedona for a couple of nights and like lucked out on a campground. And that was right outside of the city. Sedona was beautiful too. Also like kind of what I thought of it. It's, you know, it's like very new agey and like, it's like, you know, is it hippie or is it yuppie kind of thing?
Right.
And it's very beautiful, but it's very touristy, and there's like, you'd see like people watching was great in Sedona. I would see these people and be like, in high school, I would have wanted to be you. And now I like maybe want to be friends with you or maybe judge you. I'm not sure. Like, it's this weird, like,
fine line.
Yeah, kind of a fine line. Because I love this sort of like alternative new age type stuff, but also it can be very, you know, there's like a fine line between that and like cultural appropriation. And like when you start seeing white people with dreadlocks, you know, it's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
But it was, yeah. But it was great. Like we got to visit a bit and the campsite was cool. It was so weird after the Grand Canyon where it's really like, it's just so silent and calm at the bottom of Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Because it's, first of all, they limit how many people can go down there. Second of all, you know, it's not like a ton of people are going to, like it's a challenging hike. So there's also a bit of like natural selection on that. And so then to go to Sedona, the campground was kind of just like great. Like, I'm pretty sure that some woman sang karaoke all night, which is something I've never experienced at a campground.
And then she brought a karaoke machine with her?
Yeah, we heard this music and it was a couple sites over. We heard this music and it sounded like a woman singing more so than like just like the radio. And I'm fairly certain that she was like singing karaoke the whole night with her group. And you know, she was a decent singer, so I guess power to you. But anyway, then after a couple of very hot days in Sedona, we went to Zion, which everyone was also telling us was going to be super hot, and it was. But it was cool because originally, like when we left, there was still this system in place where you had to get tickets to get on the shuttles in Zion because the main road to get to all of the hikes that everyone does, you can't take your car. You can only take a shuttle. And usually in pre-COVID times, like you just get on and off the shuttle, like whenever it's not a thing. But since they had to limit it, they had this ticket system in place and it was like really hard to get them and we didn't get tickets. And so then you had to like try every day at 5 o'clock, you could like try on the website. And so we were like all prepared for that. But it was like, if we don't get tickets, like what are we even going to do there? There's a couple like plan Bs in mind. But anyway, like a couple days before we arrived, they scrapped the whole system because of like the new CDC guidelines and stuff. So That was pretty cool. So we got to do like the two hikes that we really wanted to do, which I actually just posted pictures of Angel's Landing, which it's not a very long hike, but it's the craziest hike I've ever done.
Really?
The last part of it's really the last like half mile. You're on this ledge. And there's, you know, like nothing on either side. And it's like fairly like.
Oh, so it's terrifying skinny. Crazy.
And there's like a chain that you have to hold on to. And like you're pulling yourself up by the chain in certain parts. Or sometimes the chain is just there, you know, so you don't like fall off the edge. And mind you, as you're going up, other people are coming down. So you have to like do this whole maneuvering.
On the same chain?
On the same chain. But people like. It was funny because it's like it's a lot of people, which like that was the other thing with Zion is there are so many people. We did our hikes like super early, so we would miss the crowds for the most part. And it wasn't that bad, but still like there's still people. But so there's like, you know, groups that sort of form of like people that are going up and they're like kind of at the same pace or whatever. And then people that are coming down and like leaders emerge who like decide like, OK, who's going to stop? And like your group stops for a while and we'll let some people up and then our group will come down and. It was crazy. But once you get to the top, you have a 360 view of the park, like of the canyon. So it was pretty sweet. Not as scary as I thought it was going to be, but I definitely had nightmares the night before about like falling off and dying.
I would as well. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't even know if I would do it. I think my fear would just be too overcoming.
Yeah. I almost pissed myself climbing up the stairs of St. Paul's Cathedral. So I don't know if I could have done this.
Yeah, no, I just don't do those things.
But I want to imagine that I would suck it up and do it because I do like outdoorsy things. But I don't know.
I am not a super big fan of heights. And I wasn't sure until we got there. I was just like, okay, I'll do the hike up until that last part.
Yeah.
And then I can decide like whether I finish it or not, like, or I can just stay there. And once we got there, like, it was okay.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that, I guess.
And once you get started, you see that it's, I don't know, it's not as scary as it looks from when you're looking at it.
Right.
If that
right.
makes any sense. Once that you're like in it.
It does make sense. I have a follow-up question about the karaoke. Didn't you also have an experience while camping with somebody with a guitar?
Oh, right.
Guitar. I'm thinking about last summer when there was somebody who was like DJing or something.
Is that what it was? That's right. Yeah. We named an episode Maybe. After it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
because that's like, I could almost understand the guitar more. This is like DJing. And I was like, if you want to make that amount of noise, if I can like go somewhere, like do dispersed camping in the middle of the woods somewhere where like you don't have other campers right next to you.
Right.
And a guitar like fits with the woods.
It's yeah.
Like it's summer camp kind of vibe. It's yeah. A, you know.
I just knew that there yeah. was another musical incident.
Yes. Yes. Both very strange. Both kind of like, how did you even get here? Like, what are you doing?
You know,
but I think the
if it happens the one time, then you're the weird one for not doing it.
Yeah. You're going to have to learn an instrument so you can bring it hiking with you.
Or how to scratch some beats or whatever you do.
Your hiking turntables. The travel tables.
That's right. It was something like, get off my turntable or something we'd called yeah. it. I'm going to find out. I'm going to figure it out. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, for some reason, like, it really bothered me last year because it's obnoxious. It's fucking obnoxious. Like, you go into the wilderness usually to, like, have some, like, peace and serenity and, like, to be with nature. You don't need techno music there unless you're, like, specifically going for that purpose. But you can't, like, any music, honestly, at a campground drives me crazy because, like, why would you impose your music on other people around you? I don't understand it.
That's true.
It's like watching videos in public also. Like, why? Or, like, people who, like, talk on speaker on their phone. Like, I understand that you don't want to put it up to your ear because
of oh, no.
various reasons.
There is
but
never – get earbuds. There is never a reason to talk on speaker in public
yeah.
in, like, yeah. the middle of a store or something.
Yeah. Just, if like, all of that stuff. It's like you're imposing your noise on other people. Yeah. How do you feel okay about that? I – don't understand. And I would feel so self-conscious about doing that to other people. So yeah, no, it's very strange. But bizarrely, the karaoke thing didn't bother me. And I think it was just because, like, at that point, I was just like, okay, we're in Sedona. Like, I guess this fits.
Yeah. Okay.
Girls gonna karaoke.
Right. It was episode 5.5. It came out on July 31st, 2020. It's called Sorry About the Turntable, and the description says, Shandy encounters turntables in the wild, prompting Amanda and Colleen to debate on which types of instruments are appropriate for camping.
Oh, nice. Hey, there we go. Yeah.
This all sounds like something we would talk about, this tracks.
And I'm sure guitar was like, check. But the other thing is, like, at that camping trip, like, that was solidly in a national forest, like, far from, like, a city. So it was a little bit more wild. This was, like, a five-minute drive outside of Sedona. It's still, like, in the, you know, the woods or whatever. But, like, it was closer to a city. That's why I think also maybe it was kind of more like, okay, like, anything goes. But you're really in the middle of
campers and...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's, like, people who couldn't find hotels are, like, camping here, you know, versus, like, you know, we're specifically, like, camping. I will say though, we did buy a 2-person mattress that had like camping mattress
nice.
That has foam, like memory
Ooh.
Foam.
Ooh, and that's good stuff.
It's like we hesitated because it was expensive. It's like the best camping investment we've ever bought. And I mean, of course, like you can't use it for backpacking. It's way too big. But like for car camping, which is mostly what we do, it was great. It was like as comfortable as a bed.
Like space it took up.
It's a considerable amount of space. Like you could never backpack with it.
Right.
But it was pretty great. And it actually went on sale. Like we got it at REI and it went on sale the next week. And we just went back with our receipt and they refunded the sales price.
That's like, great. That's
yeah.
really great.
Nice.
Love the store.
Yeah. That's awesome.
REI is pretty good.
Yeah.
As I look back through this, the full hand thing, our episode 5.1 was called Almost a Full Hand. So,
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's where that came from. Thanks, man. All right. Anyway, sorry. One of the Colleen non sequitur. Yeah, I had to get at least one in there. That sounds awesome, Shandy. Was the Grand Canyon your favorite park out of the ones you visited, or?
I think there is just something about the Grand Canyon that just like really
is it grand
calls to me.
Damn grand.
Like there are other landscapes that I absolutely love, but something about the Grand Canyon is just like, I don't know. I think it's a place that I will go back to a lot.
Yeah.
I will say I destroyed my toenails hiking. So the two big toenails were completely black and blue. After the hike out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I posted about it on Instagram and Randy commented, classic canyon toe, which made me laugh so hard. At first of all, it made me feel better. Like,
right. But, you're like, okay.
It's not like I did something wrong, but,
canyon
but
toe,
of
like
course the
toe.
Proximity to camel toe just made me just killed me. But
hey, you know, speaking of being damn grand, next week we're going to be a damn grand hand.
Hey, hey.
With canyon toe.
That was good.
That was good, yes. Damn grand hand damn of grand. Dames.
Yes, seriously.
It's not close enough to dames.
Yeah, good times. You know, we should probably mention, speaking of next week, June 15th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to have our live birthday show. It'll be our fifth birthday. I can't believe that we're 5 years old. That is insane to me.
That is insane.
We're still looking for people to write that 5 years abroads. But yeah. We do have a hashtag. Thank you, Jacob, who made some awesome new logos and merch for us, or to put on merch for us. So look for that. But we have a new hashtag. It's 5 years with hers, which can't believe we didn't think of that.
Yeah, seems pretty on the nose. Sometimes you just need an outside opinion.
We were
to help you see down the barrel of your own nose.
Yeah, we were struggling so hard to figure it out, and then Jacob hands me this, messages me all the stuff he came up with, and it's like 5 years with hers, and I was like, "Fuck." Well done, sir. It's almost like you do this for a living. So please, we hope that you'll join us. It's the same Zoom link that we've been doing, using the whole time for the broad topics and the other live shows that we've done this year. So please, we hope that you can join us. We'll try to keep that show to under an hour and a half. So we're done, by about 10:30-ish Eastern time. We will have to do the live That's What She Said off, because we did not have our Cinco de Mayo show this year to do the That's What She Said off. So, I had originally found something that I think might be great for a That's What She Said off. So I will preview it, so that way you can, get your thinking cap on. And I found this Reddit thread. If Diagon Alley had a sex shop, what kind of items would you find? So I think the Diagon Alley sex shop is definitely going to have to be a prompt next week.
Love it.
And there were, I was kind of worried at first because some of the answers at the top that were like upvoted the most were pretty terrible. And then as I went down, I was like, oh, some of these are really funny. somebody was like, Snape definitely had a Lily fleshlight.
Well, he would.
Yeah.
Snape. He's the eternal creep. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of polyduce potions to turn into like famous wizards to fulfill a fantasy. The living naughty playing cards, so like the playing cards would be like living and like they would do naughty things.
Oh,
I like that, right? Localized enlargement charms, of course. stamina potions, living ropes that you can command to tie you up in all sorts of ways and tighten when you want them to.
Yeah.
Magic, man. Imagine the poor bastards looking at magical porn. The girls would be constantly skipping out of view or laughing at the poor bastard trying to jerk it. this Reddit thread was very oddly yet not oddly interested in the polyjuice potions where you could have your partner dress up as somebody else, like the ultimate role play.
Right.
I guess. That seems weird to me.
I know.
Because it's not them, so.
Exactly. Anyway, I thought some of these were pretty fun. So I thought that perhaps, maybe this could be a prompt next week if anybody is game for it. The Diagon Alley Sex Shop.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool. So we hope that you will join us. Also, I guess next week, this upcoming week is our birthday week. We've got Zach's birthday on Sunday. Jana, Maggie, and Mike then follow sequentially throughout the week.
So, damn.
Happy birthday. Isn't Maggie's birthday June 15th? So I guess we're going to have to celebrate Maggie's birthday as well when we do the live show. So
awesome.
Cool. And also we have a change in plans for the live brunch. The brunch is going to have to be pushed back a month. So it will now be an Amanda birthday brunch on July 10th. We are hoping at, what time did we say? 11 a.m.?
I think so. I don't think we decided for the reschedule, but I think the original one was 11.
Yes, because otherwise it'd be way too early for Shandy. So
yeah.
So sorry about that. Put it on your calendar.
Oh no,
though,
it's totally It's fine. Earlier is
It's fine.
The rescheduling, it's funny because it is my fault, and now I get to reap the benefits because now it is my birthday brunch too.
Well,
it's like
played.
I planned it. I did not plan it. I'm just dumb.
Well played, Amanda. So Saturday, July 10th will be the new date. Sorry again about pushing it out. But, we originally wanted to have it January 10th. So what's another month?
Now we're just going for even middle of the year.
Yeah. So, we're going to hopefully definitely have it then. And I think that's all I've got for top of the show announcements. I got a new phone, which was exciting.
Yeah,
I
dropped
my phone, and it shattered into lots of pieces. And I picked myself up and went to the Apple store and got a new one. It is purple with a really fun case.
Yes,
I love
it. It's very pretty.
The 12 mini, which I am very excited about because now it fits into my running case again, like my old phone used to.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
When I got my 12, they didn't have the mini yet.
And it just came out.
This thing is huge, especially now that I'm forever texting with one hand because I'm usually supporting a baby against my boob while I am texting. It's very hard. I now have a permanent line in my finger from, I wish I had the mini. I'm very jealous.
I know. I'm sorry. Jay got the normal sized one when he got his because he went back. He liked mine so much. He was like, I'm going to go back and get one. And he got the blue one in the regular size. But it's the same size as the phone that he currently had. So
he's already used to to the size.
Yeah. Yeah, the size wasn't an issue.
It worked for
him. Think of how great it's going to be when you're on an airplane trying to watch something on your phone. And it's like a mini iPad.
It's true. I don't have an iPad. But also, when am I going to be on a plane again?
That's a good point. October, hopefully.
I mean, my airline points are just racking up. So,
Fair enough. All right. Moving on, does anybody else have anything? Oh, happy Pride to anybody that is celebrating it. Sorry, I didn't say that at the top of the show. Does anybody else have anything before we move on? Cool.
No.
Okay, so I've got a couple options for you guys here. You ready?
Yes.
Create a terrible resume and we'll tell you which Disney villain you'd work for. What is generally considered to be sexy but a turn off to you? This was best Father's Day gifts, and honestly, I only put it down because Father's Day is coming up. It's not at the top of my list of ones to talk about, just saying. What is something that you actually remember being brand new technology but now obsolete? And what TV show have you watched more than 5 times and still find entertaining?
I don't know if I can answer that last one.
Well, then we don't have to do that one.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched anything more than 5 times.
There's too
many things to watch. I can't go back to the same thing that often.
See, now Jay is somebody that goes through, like, will put on The Office or Parks and Rec or Community. Or I know people like Julia and my sister-in-law who watch Friends all the time. Like, there's just something, I guess some shows are comforting to people.
That's true.
I don't know if there's one I've watched 5 times on my own, but there's definitely ones that I've watched, like, with Jay having it in the background.
Yes. Speaking of Friends, has anyone else watched the Friends reunion?
I did, and I liked it.
It was entertaining. I was really, like, watching it kind of in spite of myself, and I ended up really enjoying it.
I did, too. Like, I thought that it was cool that they all came, like, with their game faces on, and they were like, all right, we're going to answer questions. We're going to, you know, confess that we had crushes on each other because that's going to make headlines.
Right. I mean, really, what is any of them doing right now? I suppose the time was right for a little, I don't want to say free publicity because I'm sure they got paid handsomely, but.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, all of them have really actively worked for the most part. I don't know what Matt LeBlanc has done, but like Lisa Kudrow has had shows.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox has done things. Jennifer Aniston, of course, is Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
But yeah.
So I think I vaguely like remember hearing that was happening. I forgot about it. So where do you watch it?
HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Okay. I will have to do that because I would be interested in seeing that. Is it too spoilery to tell me who had crushes on whom?
No.
No, you could probably you could probably guess. Like if you thought about it for a minute, you could probably guess.
Everyone had a crush on Jennifer Aniston?
Close.
One person did.
You're in the ballpark. It was a mutual crush between
two actors shared their first kiss on the show. Not
like in their lives, but like they both had crushes on each other, but they didn't act upon them. And so they ended up having their first kiss between the two of them was on screen.
Oh, weird. Is it Joey?
No, it's Ross and Rachel.
I thought that was going to be too, like, I don't know, obvious.
And then they go back.
That's why I said if you thought about it for a minute, you could figure it out. It wasn't the obvious choice.
But then they go back and show footage. What I liked about what the reunion did is they told stories like, hey, do you remember this? And then they went back and showed us, like, actual footage, like, from outtakes and whatnot, or B-roll, or you know, just
the
cameras rolling.
I'm just that like Warner Brothers kept all of it.
Oh, you had to have figured. You know.
I mean, that stuff gets lost, you know.
Yeah, but that was a golden property. Why not keep all that stuff locked up? So, yeah, I mean, Joey, they probably don't have any of the tapes from that show left.
I mean, they did show freaking footage of him dislocating his arm. It's
God,
no, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
That was nuts. That was nuts.
Gross.
Yeah, so it's worth checking it. If anybody out there hasn't checked it out yet, it's worth it. Like, I know there, you know, a lot of the critics were like, what was the point of this? And I will admit, James Corden was a terrible host. I enjoyed it a lot more when he wasn't around.
Yeah.
The fashion show was awesome. The fact that they came willing to, like, actually tell stories was great. And I just really liked, I don't know, I liked the vibe of it. It was kind of like a nice bookend to the end of COVID. Like, we started with Tiger King, and then we ended with the Friends reunion.
Right. And also because the Friends reunion had been talked about for a while, and it was like the wheels were in motion, and then the pandemic hit, and they, like, had to put it on ice.
Yeah.
It was really well done. It was, like, a good mix of interesting behind the scene factoids and heart and, you know, fan fodder. It was well made. It was well done.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I would definitely watch famous last words, but I really will.
You got to watch White Girl Movie first. And then
I know. It's easier for me to watch something like, you know, a reunion special than to like sit down and watch a movie, even though it's like the same length almost.
True.
That's fair. I didn't think I was going to be able to get to it. I just got lucky that I had the time to do it today.
Yeah. So Amanda watched Promising Young Woman. Amanda, what did, without being spoilery, what did you think?
And that's okay, but don't like hold your spoilers for me.
No,
because I very much agree with Colleen's assessment that the movie is best enjoyed if you go in cold.
Yeah.
That there are twists and turns that are more impactful if you don't, if you aren't expecting them.
Yeah. And I said this in the bonus show that we just recorded, which go listen to the bonus show if you're a patron. Mm-hmm. I stand by White Girl Movie being a good title for it. A working yes. title.
Yes, I very much agree with that. I liked it. I think it was a little heavy-handed in places. You can tell this is a first-time director. I feel like there was a lot of just throwing the kitchen sink, like from a filmmaking perspective. Yeah. It was like all the crazy film, like all the crazy camera angles and slow-mo and fast and...
Yeah.
You know, it was just a lot of style, but I think there was a fair amount of substance to back it up.
There was I finished it late at night, so there was a lot to think about. I'm glad that you did not finish it late at night, so you can you don't have to do that. Yeah. The soundtrack is pretty dope, though, right?
The soundtrack is great. The use of music was really, really interesting.
I actually put it on and listened to it through while I was doing work one day.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's because it's not even that long either. It's a great soundtrack.
Yeah,
but
a good use of budget and a great cast. It was a much more stocked cast than I was expecting. It's a lot of people you know, a lot of people you really love from other things,
and that's why they were cast in those roles,
right? And they were used well.
Yes, because of the reason why they were used. But I don't want to spoil it for Shani. But yeah,
well, now I'm intrigued.
That's why they were used, because of the roles that they played to prove a point that, you know, it could be anybody.
Yeah. I
read a lot
Allison
about it
Brie
after I watched
the best performance in the movie.
Who?
Allison Brie. I thought she gave the best performance in the movie.
I know.
I thought she was the most.
I thought you were going to say McLovin.
No, McLovin was a lovely choice. Just McLovin popped up as an adult, and is the same thing as like Haley Joel Osment, that like you forever think of them as a child. So they're just kind of this weird.
I had to Google it to make sure.
Supersized version of their child self, and
I had to Google it to make sure it was McLovin. I was like, it looks like him, but he's older. He's like 20 years older now. I'm not sure. Yeah. Allison Brie is great, but she's consistently great in everything that she does.
She's so underappreciated. She's so I think underappreciated. She was like her character, her performance felt the most like natural and lived in to me. Everybody else felt a little overacted and a little over extra, I guess. But I think that was ultimately because that was the style of the movie. I think the whole movie was meant to be extra and kind of almost to the point of farce.
Yeah, except for Molly Shannon. Molly Shannon is the mom.
The mom character,
So
I didn't even remember seeing her in the opening credits. When she showed up, I was like, Molly Shannon's in this too?
I know. Everyone is in this movie.
Yep. Jennifer Coolidge is in it. Laverne Cox. Like, everybody is in this movie, which I was not expecting.
Laverne Cox is awesome in it too.
Yeah.
But her scene at the montage at the end kind of made me cry a little bit too.
Yeah.
But okay. Shani, you got to watch it.
We can leave it there.
Yeah.
I really will. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I mean, were in the Grand
Most
Canyon.
Of the time, like, I, yeah.
You know,
didn't
you
really have,
done?
Like, connection.
You should have asked the karaoke lady if she would sing you the soundtrack.
I mean, depending on how long she was singing, that might have been what she was doing, and you just
tuned her out.
It's really possible. Yeah.
But no, don't feel bad. If I didn't have a sleeping baby all afternoon, I would have not had a chance to watch it.
Yeah,
I feel a little like a guilty parent because I watched that movie with a sleeping baby on my chest the whole time.
She's never going to remember.
Glad you're so unaware.
She is never going to remember. Don't worry.
Just keep sleeping. I don't want you to see this.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't forget, I watched Orange is the New Black all the seasons, the first three seasons at least, with Zach.
Yeah.
That's pretty messed up too.
Right. That's true. There, yeah. Shit got real pretty early with that series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it did. Okay, I'm going to do the what's generally considered sexy but a turnoff for you real quick because there's just...
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're like, here's some things to pick from. And we were like, none of the above. Let's talk about other things.
No, but that's the best. Like when the show is more natural like that, that's the best. Okay, so the first one is, oh my God, you're so huge. This little fella is statistically average and we both fucking know it. not to kink shame anyone into age play, but anytime a woman uses a little girl voice on my penis, uses a little girl voice, my penis rockets back into my body and declares an additional month of winter. Anything involving whipped cream, honey, etc. I just think about how sticky it is and that's not a good time for me.
Oh, so messy.
Yeah, I know, right? This person responded, I had a girlfriend use caramel on me before. It was so bad. God. I mean, it started off great, but very quickly it just got everywhere and was sticky and we both had to take a shower after and wash the bed.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
This lady said, my husband's super weirded out by any Santa-themed lingerie or sexiness around Christmas. He's all, Santa is for children, not meant to be sexy, and I... guess I get it.
Understood. Yeah.
I get that.
This person, I can't tell if it's a man or a woman because their screen name is neutral, but when people brag about what they can do in bed, one time this girl I was flirting with said to me that she can take 12 inches. Oh, it's a man. In my head, I was like, bitch, I got 3. If you want 12, then we can do it 4 times, but chances are I'm going to be out of breath round 2. Alicia said, ripping off clothes during sex, just take them off, don't turn into a damn werewolf and rip my clothes into shreds, those are expensive.
Seriously,
that's real.
Anytime that happens on TV, I'm like, dude,
I know. I'm like, man, are you going to sew those buttons back on? Because I ain't sewing those buttons back on.
So also, what a poorly constructed shirt that you can just rip it that easily. I hope it wasn't expensive because you wasted your money.
Yeah. This woman said, I'm not turned on by guys with shirts that are 2 sizes too small. It makes my armpits uncomfortable looking.
Your armpits uncomfortable.
Well, because you know when dudes are like super jacked, but they're like, you know,
like still, I can't put my arms down.
Yeah, you know,
that like, kind of jacked.
Yeah, at least that's how I picture this. Seductive whispering. I'm hard of hearing, and I have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
That's kind of like, I think we can all, after a year of wearing masks, I think we can actually all appreciate something like that.
Yeah, for real.
This dude says, girls calling me daddy, I am not your fucking father.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody responded, no, you're their fucking father.
Oh.
Air quotes. anyway, I think that's probably a good place to stop. there's a lot more where this came from, so maybe we can pick it up on days that we don't have much to talk about.
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, this person agrees with me. Anything involving water, which acts as an anti-lube. So shower sex is not great.
Mm. Not great. Yeah.
You would think for something being so wet, it's so dry.
Yep.
Yeah. That's real. That is very real.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, I will save this thread because I said there's like 46. Let's see. There are something like 20,000 comments on this.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I mean, we got segments for years with this one.
That'll last till I'm 10 years with hers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to save this one and we'll have to revisit it in the future because I love that. At some point, too, I want to talk about the something you remember being new technology that's now obsolete because...
Yeah, I just feel like that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also probably make me feel very old and sad.
Yeah. All right. On that note, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do feedback. And yeah, cool. All right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we are back and we're ready to get into some feedback. The first bit of feedback is from Maggie.
Indeed. So Maggie said, this shirt is on my birthday list. It perfectly describes how I feel as a Harry Potter fan right now. And it is a t-shirt that says, I solemnly swear that I am up to opposing J.K. Rowling's transphobia. A shirt we could all get behind.
Yeah. I love that shirt. I can.
Yeah, me too.
So Maggie posted on the Facebook group, but I can also put it in the show notes if anybody is interested in it. I will, yeah, scroll down to the show notes. And if you want to purchase that or just see what it looks like, feel free. The next bit of feedback is from Dennis. And he says, Colleen, had you ever heard of Juice Newton before the Promising Young Woman soundtrack? I had not. Had you, Amanda?
I had not, no.
Okay. And he said, yep, this toxic version is chilling. The soundtrack is available on Spotify. It's also on Apple Music, which is how I listen to it. But yeah, it's a great version of Toxic.
Really good.
Yeah. Matt said, well, Colleen will now want to keep watching holiday movies for the next, for at least two more years. And he linked to the news that Lindsay Lohan is starring in a Christmas movie. Netflix rom-com as a spoiled heiress with amnesia. So that's happening.
So it's a biopic?
I am so here for that, though. And honestly, it wouldn't take that. Like, Colleen, I will say your Christmas movie kick last year has fully convinced me. And I think that I will do that every year.
I know.
Like, it was regardless of... podcast or not, like, I am watching cheesy holiday movies.
It truly, every year now. Right? And we did it without even turning on Hallmark once.
That's really true. Odd.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be so awful. I mean, it's going to make Vanessa Hudgens look like Julie Andrews. So let's bring this on. All day long.
I'm here for it.
Totally here for it. So, yeah. Very exciting. And I believe that my joke in the Facebook group was, oh, I'm sure Lindsay knows how to make it snow. Get it? Because she likes cocaine. Anyway. And then we've got, for the first time, from Matt, that's not what she said.
I was figuring out how to fit Trump into it.
I wouldn't eat the meat part.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, I wouldn't want to figure out how to fit mushroom dick into it, and I would prefer to eat the meat.
Very fitting, though, that Amanda, the vegetarian, would literally not eat the meat part.
Right, right. That's just kind of my base existence.
Mandy said... Shandy's what about Survivor being shorter made me laugh. It will only be 29 days and this season will have no title. Maybe they learn not to group people by only one part of a person, race, gender, job, age, etc. Maybe?
I mean, I would like to say maybe they learned lessons and grew, or maybe they just got lazy. I'm not sure, you know. Yeah.
I still can't believe this is a thing.
Yeah, so it's 29 days, which is crazy. And then Matt said some TV recommendations. I watched the Pose series finales last night. It was a great capper to a groundbreaking show. Amanda, did you finish Pose?
I have not because I don't have cable.
Gotcha.
So I have to wait for the seasons to come to Netflix to watch them. So I've only seen through season two. But I can't wait. And I'm just excited that I still have unwatched episodes. Because it is that good. It is it is really enjoyable.
How many seasons are there total?
This is the third season. Okay. And like enjoyable is actually kind of a weird word to use because it is kind of heavy in places, but it's just a well-made show.
Yeah. And then Matt continues with new stuff, Hacks on HBO Max about a young entitled comedian being forced to work with a Joan Rivers type who is coasting in Vegas. Great showcase for Jean Smart, who is on a hot streak lately. Oh my God, I watched Mayor of Easton, and Jean Smart is in it, and she freaking rocks. In case you don't know, Jean Smart is the woman from The Watchmen. She played, the other woman, the FBI lady.
Right.
So she's awesome in everything. Definitely, if you have like time, Amanda, if you've got like, you know, breastfeeding downtime during the day or something, check out Mayor of Easton. It's really good. We really liked it.
I feel like that's just blew up over the past, week or so.
Yeah.
I didn't know people were watching it. And then all of a sudden, I guess the finale was particularly good because it just blew up all over my news feeds. And
yeah,
I mean, I love me some Kate Winslet. Like, don't get me wrong. I would watch her read a cookbook.
Yeah. So when you go into it, like, keep in mind that the show is like there's the mystery, the murder mystery aspect of it. But it really focuses on the lives of the people in the town because there's going to be storylines that end, you know, with two or three episodes left. And you're going to be like, oh, that's done. But like then if you think about it, like how it's kind of like about it's more of a character study versus the overall mystery. And you get really invested in the characters. At least we did. So I really liked it.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, so I'm going to need something new.
Cool. Yeah. You know, and it's not like the happiest of shows, but there's definitely some funny moments. I think the funniest moment is one that involves it's at somebody's wake and it involves one of the people at the wake, Jean Smart and Kate Winslet, and it is so fucking funny. Yeah.
Interesting. So you don't necessarily think of Kate Winslet as doing comedy.
She's not the one doing the comedy.
Yeah, like she's not... I mean, I don't know her personally. She could be very funny. Yeah. But I feel like the character she plays, she doesn't traditionally do comedy.
No, yeah. She does not. But anyway, it's a really good show. I feel like all the acting was good and the mystery was good. And, you know, there's... Would I say that it's like the most well put together show? Like it's very tight and all the clues were there all along, like the way I felt like the flight attendant was? Not necessarily, but again, it's a really enjoyable watch. And, you know, it's a murder mystery, so it all does piece together in the end. But yeah.
Cool.
I recommend it. Also, watch the behind the scenes featurette when it's done because they all had to get like a very specific Pennsylvania accent and they talk about how they worked with like a dialect coach and it's really fun.
Nice. I love the featurette stuff that HBO does.
See, I never really watch the featurette stuff like once.
Oh, I watch them all the time. Jay if they does have too. Them, I am watching them.
Yeah, Jay does too. So sometimes I'm into it, sometimes I'm not. But I watch this one and I really enjoyed it. So. It's also all crazy to hear how many people are like British using this crazy Pennsylvania accent.
I feel like Brits tend to do American accents better than Americans can do British accents.
Yes, I would agree. With the exception of the dude that played Henry Ian Cusack from Lost. He tried to do an American accent on the 100, the only episode I've seen of it, and it was awful.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch also cannot do an American accent.
Every time he talks on Avengers, I'm like, oh my God, Doctor Strange, you sound so strange.
What was Django Unchained that he was in?
or 12 Years a Slave, one of those, and he's playing like a Southern plantation something, and you're like, oh, stop. Oh, stop talking.
I like the record reflect that Shani is muted, but she is laughing. She finds this conversation hilarious.
Very true. Yeah, sorry for the mute.
I am sure that there is a thread out there of terrible accents, and I will be willing to bet that Benedict Cumberbatch is on that list.
Great actor, bad at accents. Does not have an ear for it.
I know. You know, his best line in The Avengers is when he just holds up that finger one. He's not talking, but he's emoting.
You know?
And you can hear him say one in whatever accent you want to in your head.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Focusing. We're almost done. Finally, Matt recommends We Are Lady Parts from our favorite streaming service, Peacock. It is a British import about a geeky, shy young Muslim woman looking to find a husband and pursue a career in science who crosses paths with a punk band made up of entirely Muslim women. She joins them as their new lead guitarist while dealing with debilitating stage fright. A breath of fresh air that obliterates stereotypes with some heart and catchy tunes.
Nice.
I didn't have a punk Muslim band in my 2021 TV show bingo card, but I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What was that other show that we were all going to watch on Peacock? Because now I can't remember.
Nothing, because I don't have Peacock.
But right, Sam, what did we talk about?
That sounds like it. That's what she said.
Wasn't there something though? Like
it was like the Tina Fey girl group.
Oh yes, the Five Ever, Five Eva. I gotta watch that. I honestly, sorry, Matt. I totally forgot. So here's why I forgot. We've been watching things, but the problem is the Padres have played a 20-game streak, and they're in game like 18 of 20. So every fucking day there's a Padre game on in my house, and thankfully, the day games, I get to watch things at night, but whatever. Anyway,
we were watching Reds, so much baseball.
So much. I love watching baseball. Super love it. Oh, no, I love it. And I sit there and watch it. But like, we were watching Mayor of Easton the other night because I was like, dude, we've been watching a lot of Padres. Can we just watch something else? And Jay still had the game on his phone and his phone propped up against the couch cushion while he was watching Mayor of Easton.
No, that's fair. Like, I actually, when we went out for our break, Daniel was playing video games with the Reds game on his phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Playing while he's playing video games.
That's how it happens in here in our house.
Yeah. Baseball. I don't understand.
I love baseball, actually. I really do like watching it because I can do other things while it's on, and I grew up watching it. So I've enjoyed watching it every night, but like once in a while I'm like, okay, they're playing 20 games. We're on game like 14. Maybe we can just watch something else tonight. But that's for Father's Day. We are going. Oh, it's a good thing that we picked the 10th for our brunch because on July 17th to 18th, we're going to go to DC. And on the 18th is a Padres Nationals game. So that was my Father's Day gift to Jay, was tickets. And yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah. You know,
good time. That sounds fun.
Anyway, back to the thing that Matt was talking about. We Are Lady Parts, Peacock. Add that to the list with four Eva, five Eva, because four is not enough.
Not enough.
See, I remembered. All right, moving into matters. Matt's what she said. I was going to say matters she mails. Moving into Matt's what she said.
I feel really, really excited about this.
We gave you a good head start.
They're just studs.
Part of this I do to myself.
Still cranking them out before and after.
I want to make it again.
They were in the manhole working.
Manhole.
Manhole. That is a word, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did you pump so you could nap?
My plan was to bust out the pump and start experimenting with it this week.
We got an early start with the good old hand pump, which Colleen showed me how to use.
Pump, pump, pump it up.
Pump it up. Just pull it out. Let's do it now.
Do you keep it next to your bed if you... Oh, God.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I really get into character for this one. It's like a scene study moment.
Honestly.
What's your motivation?
I said this and I didn't realize how bad it sounded when I said it. Do you keep it next to your bed if you need it at night for relief? Pump, pump, pump it up.
Maybe I should come when we do our live brunch.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you should. A new level of intimacy with the broadcast.
You know. It's a good way to start another 5 years.
Right, after 5 years with hers, what's a little coming during brunch?
Yeah, you know. What anniversary is that?
All of them.
If you're doing it right.
If you're doing it right. According to some people, it's the only time it happens a year. Oh my God. Then we can get to see Shandy's Teresa's O face. If you'd like to hear the story behind Teresa's O face, become a patron at the $5 more level and listen to our most recent bonus episode. And keep it next to your bed at night for relief.
Just in case you need it.
Yeah, just a good rule of thumb.
All right. Bring it back. Bring it home. Bring it home. Butter emails. 4 years in Andy's virginity. Hen scene. In action.
All right. Andy writes in, these 4 years in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Hope you all had a good break and are good and ready to wrap up year 5/start year 6. For now, we're marking the 4-year anniversary of my writing to you. In case you forgot, my first email was read on the episode released on, of all days, 6/9/17. Nice. But 6/9 is pretty good. I'll give them that. Unfortunately, I don't have much of a wrap-up to give. The past year has been quiet socially, both for our own good and for the people who compared mask wearing to war crimes.
You know, as one does.
Because that happens.
You know, that's a thing.
It was such a very, very long year that it feels like I should be a 50-year-old virgin. But it ended and we're getting close to halfway through 2021 and things feel a little easier. The pandemic is still a big problem as much as some people want to pretend we're all clear now. We've analyzed this pandemic year so many times that I don't know if I can think of any insights that I haven't been... that haven't been said a dozen times now. We know it's because these times are unlike anything we've ever seen, and the magnitude caused us all to plunge into various existential crises, with some of us coming out tired, some coming out determined, and too many coming out ready to be their worst self. I don't know where I'm going with this, but that's what happens when you have to put your dating life on hold for a year after already going 2 years before that without a date. I'm still hopeful I can bring you some long-awaited good news for my 5th year. We'll have to see. # I'm vexed with hers. # cancel my virginity, Andy.
You know, it's funny, Andy, you know, that you should, you know, talk about the last year in those terms. Because we made a joke on the bonus episode that, you know, it's cool that we could take 2 weeks off and, you know, not miss 12,000 things, you know, that have gone down where, remember at one point I did a quiz. I think I've done it a couple of times, a quiz of what happened in the last 2 weeks. You know, is this true or false? So it is really nice. Like, yeah, there's been stuff that's gone down, but like it hasn't been of the fury that, you know, it had been before. But, you know, I will confess that I have over the last little bit of time, I don't know how long, I've been getting like overwhelmed and, you know, whatnot as I kind of just go through and process the trauma of the last year. Like, you know, it kind of started because I was playing Taylor Swift's new album in the car with the kids. And I was like,
dude,
I was like, shit, like she had two new albums last year. And we talked about, you know, Fiona's new album. Yeah, she did.
Did she really? Jesus. Yeah.
She had two new albums, Folklore and Evermore. And, you know, I was thinking about all the different music that we talked about last year, like the Fiona and Dixie Chicks and Taylor Swift and whatever else came out. And we did the brackets all year long in the Jay and Jack Facebook group. And, like, what really kind of kicked this off was they wanted to hear some more, and I put on Taylor Swift's song Only the Young, and then that kind of reminded me, you know, that the political ad that Eric Swalwell like had tweeted out at the very end of October, and it's set to Only the Young by Taylor Swift from Miss Americana, and it just, it's just an awesome ad, and I had rewatched it after I was thinking about it, but like it, the lyrics are like matched up against things that happened over the last 4 years, and especially over the last like 6 months, like from the Black Lives Matter protests and them, you know, bombing them in the streets of DC to take the picture with the Bible, and RBG dying, and, you know, Amy Coney Barrett being sworn in, and just it's a really great video, and it's very emotional, and it just kind of like kind of re-triggered like that, thinking about it and then rewatching it, just, I don't know, just, it's, it was a tough year for everyone. And like, we make jokes about it. Like, you know, it's the year that like was either the year of everything or the year of the year that never was or whatever, like, you know, whatever it is. But like, I don't know, like, don't feel, anybody out there, like, don't feel like there's something wrong with you if, like, you're experiencing, like, even delayed now, like, the magnitude of what happened last year. Because it really was intense and crazy. And, like, I think we're all feeling it on some level. And, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Even if you weren't directly affected because, you know, somebody living in your household or your parent didn't, like, you know, pass away of COVID. Like, there's still... it was still a traumatizing year in some way or form for everyone. And if it wasn't, then good for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's lives changed, like, regardless of how tragically you were touched by it. Like, you know, the world changed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It did. Definitely affected everyone. Some delayed PTSD, I would expect. I mean, it's going to take... like, people are going to bounce back. And that's what they've been saying on, like, podcasts that I've been listening to as well. It's like... you know, people will bounce back. It depends how hard you were, you know, touched by tragedy. And also, like, you know, each person as an individual, but for some people it's going to take some time, and yeah, you can't just like flip a switch.
Yeah. And again, I wasn't even as affected as, and obviously I'm not like having PTSD, like, you know, I'm just saying like just processing it is.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Is a lot. So
yeah.
Oh, everything okay? We're processing what?
Oh, Amanda had a power surge and she dipped out. I was saying how this past year, over the last couple of weeks or weekish, like I've been kind of like feeling like residual like PTSD of the last year, and I was responding to Andy's email that you know, don't, If you're out there and you're, you know, feeling it, like, it's, even if you weren't directly affected, because I wasn't directly affected, like, it's okay to still feel the trauma of the last 4 years and not, like, because it's been a very, it's been, you know,
it's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot. And yeah, we're all allowed to have feelings about it.
Yeah. We're even joking, like, you know, it's nice to be able to go to sleep and wake up and not be like, okay, how many, what got tweeted at 4:30 in the morning? Like, who are we potentially having a nuclear war with today?
Right.
And, you know, those concerns still exist in, you know, in general, but like, you know.
But they're not quite as front of mind.
Or as frenetic.
Like, yeah.
There's not a psychopath running the country.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there's somebody competent. Like,
there's not a psychopath. You're
in the boat. So, yeah.
That literally they might have had to wrestle the nuclear codes away from. But thank you, Andy, for the email. Hopefully this upcoming year, as we're all vaxxed and whatnot, is your year.
Hopefully yes, and hopefully everyone does get vaxxed, because the herd immunity date keeps getting pushed back. And I got to tell you, it really kind of makes me very angry.
You know,
every time I see the new date, it's just like, go get it.
But at the same time, we are still in such a better position than so many countries. And I am grateful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's a lot to be happy about. There's a lot to be grateful for. Even like when we went on vacation, I literally, it's not that I forgot about COVID, but like I didn't feel it the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was like right when like some of the CDC guidelines were changing. And also, I mean, we were in Nevada at first, which was just like anything goes. Also Arizona, like you couldn't go and like shoot like machine gun for funsies. In Arizona, we literally saw a place to do that, so all the incels can go, like, you know, train for their next temper tantrum. But yeah, so all of that to say, like, it was a combination of factors for why I saw fewer people wearing masks. But I did kind of, and we were out in nature and whatnot, but kind of like managed to forget about it a little bit.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Dennis said in PO that New York is about to hit 70%. Vaccination rate?
Oh, that's great. Is it not?
Yeah. I kind of can guarantee you that the 30% that's not vaccinated in New York is all of Suffolk County, Long Island.
Well, if you look at the vaccination,
there's some like north upstate that probably would be in that category too.
I know, they're pretty bad too.
Yeah.
No, but it very clearly follows the like electoral map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
But apparently, I was listening to a podcast, and I guess Trump mentioned the vaccines, and he wanted to take credit for it and tell people to go get it because he was taking credit for them. And the people at his rally were like, boo.
They booed something he said.
Well, I don't think they booed it flat out, but they just weren't like.
It was more the vaccine. It wasn't him.
Yeah, it was the vaccine. They don't want to get the vaccine. Because they've been told that the vaccine is
right
because of him. But then he wanted the credit for people to get the vaccine because of him. So rock meet hard place.
I mean, you create a frothing monster.
Yeah, dumb.
Meet set dumber. It free in the wilderness. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Right. And then you're mad when it doesn't come home.
My hope is the ones that aren't rushing out to get it will have the same like attitude as my parents, where if they're at the doctor's and the doctor that they trust is being like, just get this, that they'll get it.
I hope their annual checkup is like in the next, you know, month or so. I hope that these people's annual checkups aren't like, you know, next February. That's too long to wait.
Well, you know. Anyways. Good times. Birthday party next week. We're gonna be a whole hand, a whole damn hand, a whole damn grand hand. Join us over Zoom. Same as I said, same Zoom link as always. Let us know if you need the information. We'll absolutely get it to you. Thank you to the patrons. If you would like to become a patron, you can join us at, you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack or go to JaneJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. Speaking of patrons, we have a patron bonus show out, as I mentioned. If you want to hear about saints having orgasms, please go to that. check it out. $5 or more. It's a good time. To be fair, our bonus shows are always pretty fun. Just, you know, just to brag on us for a little bit.
If we do say so ourselves,
As the person that edits them, they are always consistently fun. I enjoy them. We also have a live show for the patrons at a certain level once a month. And we are going to have to do that, I guess, you know, we can still do a live show for our first episode. It just won't be for 6-1. It just, you know, won't be the brunch. So maybe we are just live for the patrons on June 22nd.
Sure.
Kick off. I think we've kicked off season, the first, you know, episode of a season with the patrons before. So
yeah.
Remember the what was it like, B.O.B. or whatever you called it? 505 S.O.S.
Yeah, what was that?
It was the start of season 3, I think.
Was it not WoW?
Oh, WoW, that's it.
It was WoW. You're right.
That was the start of season 3, I believe, because season 2 was Yay Science, and then 3 was WoW Girls, or WoW. Yeah, that was really
wow.
fun. That was a fun episode. So we'll be live for the patrons on the 22nd as well, and that will be episode 6.1. Oh, my goodness. Thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Joanne with a Plan. We appreciate it so much. Block off July 10th for the live brunch. That is happening. It is a thing. It is happening. It is happening. It is happening. July 10th. God, I shouldn't have said that because now it's not going to happen. But July 10th, 11 a.m. We'll also be out with a summer schedule soon. We'll have the bloopers in July, end of July, most likely, as always. The blooper episodes, I love putting them together. They're stressful, but I always love doing it. So
they're always so worth it. They're so good.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to do this again. So join us for the bonus show on the 22nd, live on the 15th for our birthday show, the brunch on July 10th. And I don't know. I think I've got everything. On that note, everybody, thanks for joining us. Feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or give us a call, 331-276-2373. We love feedback. We are looking forward to next week where we do our live That's What She Said. And yeah, on that note, anybody else have anything?
Cool. No, ma'am.
No.
All right. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
You said, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.